Praising God for, thank you, praising God for another day. Thank you, praising God for life, health, and strength. Thank you, praising God for another Friday. We made it to the end of the week. So grateful to be able to praise God, to magnify, and to lift Him up. The topic I was given, humility and repentance. The Bible tells us about humility and repentance. As I'm going to read 2 Chronicles 7 and 14, as it says, then if my peoples who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and will seek my face and will turn from their evil ways, then I myself shall hear from the heavens and forgive their sins and heal their land. Let us pray. Lord, we come before you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come before you thanking you and praising you, magnifying, lifting you up, God. Lord, we come before you asking you, Lord Jesus, give us humility and show us how to truly repent unto you, God. Lord Jesus, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus to forgive us for all our sins that we have committed against thee and thee only. Help us as your children, God, come before you strongly, come before you, Lord, with a mind and being humble to you, God, and asking you to forgive us for everything we have committed, Lord Jesus. In the midst of humility, Lord Jesus, we ask that you would help us to value others above ourselves, God. Not looking to ourselves, Lord, interest, Lord Jesus, or showing interest in ourselves, Lord Jesus, but as others, Lord. Oh, Lord, your word let us know in Philippians 23 and 4, he wanted us to spotlight others, values them above ourselves. Help us to do that today, God. Help us as your children, Lord, as we do exactly what your word requires us to do, Lord, as you're showing us how to repent. In the midst of repentance, Lord, you're showing us how to have a change of heart about sins, confessing them to God, expressing genuine remorse, and committing to change your behavior by turning away from sin and towards God. Lord Jesus, we come before you asking you, Lord, to truly help us, God, how to repent. Repent is a lifestyle of turning towards God, not just a one-time act. It requires performance deeds that aligns with your new commitment to God. Help us, Lord, and give us that change of mind just as well as of heart. Repentance begins with a sincere conviction of sin and a change of mind above your sinful actions and ways of life. It is above sin as God sees it, and realizing we're wrong. Lord, help us to confess our sin and forgive it. Lord, that you forgive us, God, of our sin. Confessing your sin to God and asking for forgiveness. God, look at the heart and welcome sincere repentance, even in silence prayer. Help us, Lord, as your peoples, to turn away from our sins, repenting, involving, Lord Jesus, a 180-degree turn from a sinful lifestyle to one that is God's honor. Help us to demonstrate, God, the actions of true repentance, God. It's just not a feeling sorry. Demonstrate by actions that shows a commitment to change your behavior. This means avoiding situations that lead to sin and actively pursue a righteous path. Lord Jesus, we go on to asking you to repent, that we repent for our sins is an ongoing lifestyle. It's not a single event, but an ongoing process and a way of living for believers. Help us as your children, Lord, as we go forth. We make the amendment for wrong, as we commit our wrong, Lord, that we have committed. Oh, Lord Jesus, example is a thief should return stolen goods, and a person who has slandered someone should work to restore that person's good name. Lord, we're going to acknowledge our sins, Lord Jesus, and ask you to forgive us of our sins. We're going to have the remorse and expression our sins to you, Lord Jesus, being godly sorry, God, turning away from them, God. And also in the midst of that, God, we're going to commit to change, Lord. We're going to show you firmly, Lord, in decisions to stop sinfully behaving and to seeking God's guiding and living a life to pleasing to you, God. Help us, Lord, as your children, Lord, that we choose to turn away from old ways and think and acting and turning towards God, following his commandment and seeking a relationship with him. Lord Jesus, we want to just thank and praise you, Lord, as they were teaching in the Bible and they were showing how you serve others, Lord, and not being selfish, Lord Jesus, not showing ambition, Lord, and recognizing God's greatness, God, as you were showing, Lord Jesus, of a point of a humbleness, God, a humbleness of example of showing, Lord, how the disciples washed the feet, Lord, how they wash the feet of the parables, the lower seat of the banquet, as they declare that the greatness in the kingdom will be a servant, God. You have taught, Lord Jesus, oh God, us how to humble ourselves before you on the mighty hand of God, Lord. Even in your word, Luke 14:11, and that one must become like a little child to enter the kingdom of heaven. Lord, help us today as we show humility. Oh, show humility, Lord Jesus, and we demonstrate, Lord Jesus, by being an example as your disciples did, as they humble themselves unto you, Lord Jesus. Help us, Lord Jesus, you show the principles to take the lowest place and allow God to elevate one to a higher position in contact to the world, Lord. And as you showed us, Lord Jesus, as your peoples, Lord Jesus, how you taught us to show the humbleness, Lord, the attitude before God, and to learn to be filled with the Holy Spirit, God. As you fill us with your Holy Spirit, God, that we follow your direction as you lead and guide us, how to humble ourselves before you, show humility before you, Lord Jesus, not looking at ourselves, but thinking of others, God, Lord Jesus, and being a servant to others, Lord. Help us to show the demonstration like a child, God, as you did in your word, Lord Jesus, that we and our children of God, Lord Jesus, oh God, we instructed, Lord, to follow, Lord Jesus, and become like children to enter God's kingdom. Lord, help us today, God. We had to humble ourselves on the mighty hand of God, Lord Jesus. Come to you as a child, God, like the children come to you in prayer. We can't come to you as adult, God. We got to come to you as a child, God, asking you to forgive us for all our sins, showing us how to show humility, Lord Jesus, how to be the example you call us to be in these last and evil days, God. We asking you to help us today, Lord Jesus, to reject pride, Lord Jesus, and self-righteousness, Lord. We asking that you would help us as your children, Lord, as we go forth to do your will, Lord, stand on your word, God. Be the example you call us to be, God, even in the difficult and the hard times, certain life situations come up against us, God. Help us as your children, God, to stay humble, Lord Jesus, show humility, God, and do what you have called us to do, God, as we go before you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, being obedient to your word, God, how you show us, Lord Jesus, or we be ready to be, Lord, to show honor and not dishonor, Lord, not property or wealth or anything else for God, Lord. Help us today, God, that we put nothing before you, God. We know that you're number one in our life, God. We know that we have to do what you have required of us to do, what you call us to do, God. Help us today, Lord, to show everything unto you in the humility way, Lord, and being repentful. Sorry, Lord Jesus, for everything we have done, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, Lord Jesus, godly sorry, God, Lord, not going to do it anymore, Lord. Help us today, Lord Jesus, as your people, Lord, as we show more empathy, Lord Jesus, and compassion to others, God. Help us as your people, God. We need you more, like, to consider others' believers and opinions, God. Help us, God, as we humble ourselves right now, God, before the mighty hand of God, Lord Jesus. Help us to show ourselves, Lord, as a picture, Lord Jesus, looking in the mirror, God, Lord, that we look at our faults and gifts that you have given us to help us to see the mighty need and change within us, God. We need a change within us, God. Help us today, God, as we fall short, God. As your children, we come to the throne of grace, God, asking you for forgiveness, God, crying out to you, Lord Jesus, that we do not do that sin no more, that act anymore. Help us today, God, that we stay in the ordinance of you, God. We stay in your word, God. We stay in prayer. We pray, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, and as we fast for different things in our life, God, as we go through things to show us where we are mature in you, God, where we lacking in you, God, where we need strength in you, God. Help us today as we go forth, Lord Jesus, and be the examples you call us to be, God. Help us each and every day, Lord Jesus, to be a blessing to someone, encourage someone, uplift someone, God. Let them know that God loved them. Let them know, Lord, in the midst of everything, that everything going to be all right, Lord. Help us today, Lord, to go forth and do according to your will and stand on your word, God. And, Lord Jesus, be a blessing to ourselves, to encourage ourselves, keep ourselves motivated through your word, songs of praise, God, songs of worship, God. Teach us, Lord, to meditate on your word, God, day and night. Show us how to meditate, God. Take the time out to close our eyes. Take the time out to come into your presence with meditation, God, and show us, Lord Jesus, to get in that deep relationship with you, Lord Jesus, having a deep relationship with you as you're showing us, God, and giving us the fruit of humility to get today, God, as you show us, God, to humble ourselves, Lord, in the sight of you, God, helping us to be kindness, God, and Lord, and being there for our leaders, God, and being a blessing to them, and continue to pray for each and every one, Lord. We just want to thank you and praise you on this day. Lord, continue to forgive us. Help us to forgive ourselves. Help us to go forth, God. Help us not to look what took place, God, on yesterday, God, but help us to start a new journey on today to go forth, the day you allow us to see a new journey to go forth, Lord Jesus. Don't look back, but we continue to go forth to do what you have us to do. We love you. We praise you. We magnify. We lift you up. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you. I give you the honor. I give you the praise. I give you the glory. I ask that each and every one have a blessed and wonderful day. Turn this back over to the hands of Pastor Lenore, in Jesus' name.
Amen, Sister Tracy. Thank you for that wonderful, powerful prayer. We praise God for you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Humility and repentance. Hallelujah. We thank God for that prayer. We give God praise. I'm not going to stand in your way. I'm going to open the floor for Sister Angela.
Good morning, Pastor Lenore, and good morning, saints of God. I'm going to ask you all to, I want to play a song for you. I'm only going to play about a minute and a minute and a half, because it's not a long song, but I want you all to hear this, because this has been, I was thinking of today, I said, this is Faithful Friday. Hallelujah. So here's my minute of the song. Thank you for indulging me, saints of God. I was getting dressed for church Sunday morning, and I had the music on, and I threw this album up from Apple Music, and I said, because I think last month I told you all about Living Your Best Life. So it's the same artist, Brent Jones. I'm not that familiar with him. And this song came on, and you know, and it started off. The words say, all that I needed, your hand provided. Then it goes into the stanza, faithful you are so faithful, and you never gave up on me. That's all the words to the song. But anyway, as I was listening to it on Sunday morning, it's one of those songs, it made me stop. And it made me look up. And it made me think about how faithful God has been to us. He said, all that I needed, your hand provided. Thank you again for indulging me. I don't normally do this when I'm praying. I normally do it when I'm hosting. So anyway, good morning. It's Friday, and this is Sister Angela, and I'm coming from Bedford Heights, Ohio. And my topic this morning is breaking prejudice. And so I went back and I looked and I said, well, let's see what does the world think about prejudice? Because I think that all of us on this line, we feel as though that there has been some prejudice that's going on, especially in this time. So the definition of prejudice is an irrational, preconceived judgment, opinion, or feeling that's usually negative that is formed about a person or group without sufficient knowledge or consideration of facts. It is a form of prejudgment based on stereotypes that leading to hostility, dislike, or unfair attitudes directed toward an individual or group. And it can be anything from race, religion, gender, or other group affiliations. And I said, wow. As I said before, we've talked about prejudice before, and probably most of our lives we've experienced it. My scripture that I'm going to use for today is, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, I'm coming, come on, scriptures, Acts 10, verses 34 through 35, and it says, I see very clearly that God shows no favoritism. In every nation, he accepts those who fear him and do what is right. Then in Romans 2, verse 11, for there is no respect of persons with God. Hallelujah. Let us go to the throne of grace. Oh, most gracious and heavenly Father, we come to you, Father, in the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus this morning. Hallelujah, God, thanking you and praising you, God, for this morning, for this Friday, for this song. We thanking you, Lord, for all that we have needed. You have protected us. I thanking you, Lord, that you have shown us in the Word through, and Sister Tracy prayed it this morning, how to be humility to have that in our lives and to become humble, because this is what you have called us to be, God. And then we come along and we talk about prejudice, and I know that we feel that the downtrodden, and we're seeing it on the TV, and we're being reminded, and the politicians that are over us, Father God, are throwing out hateful things, and they're doing memes, Father God, of one another. The people that we elected, Father God, to speak for us, to lead and to guide us, that were elected to look out for the welfare of the people. And then we look, Father God, on last Sunday, Father God, as the man went into the church, Father God, and shot up the church, Father God, because he didn't like their theology. He didn't like their beliefs. He was coming against Christianity. And not only did he shoot and kill people, Father God. So, Father God, we're standing now, Lord. You told us to pray, Lord. You told us to seek your face, Father God. So we're standing now, Father God, asking you in the name of Jesus, this group, Father God, begin with us, Father God, that we would have a love for all people, Father God. That's what you did. Ooh, hallelujah, hallelujah. If you had not loved us, Father God, where will we be, Father God? So who are we to stand up and say that I don't like this group and I don't like that group? You have called us to pray and treat our brothers right, to treat our neighbors as ourselves, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So we ask you, Lord, on this morning, dear God, as we begin with us breaking down prejudice, Father God, that you search our hearts, God, that you look at our hearts and not just as our outside, Father God, because our outside we can fix up, but look deep down inside of us and clean our hearts, Father God. And as you clean our hearts, Father God, renew a mind in us, a right spirit in us, oh God, that as we look over at people, we will not judge them because we do not want to be judged, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, hallelujah, that you have told us not to have favorites, Father God, no favoritism, Father God. I'm sure, dear God, that we have experienced it, Father God. I'm sure that it has hurt us, Father God. I'm asking you, Lord, to heal us and make us whole once again, Father God. Give us back that love, Father God, that you gave us when we first accepted you. Father God, I'm asking you, Lord, that you search us through and through, as Sister Tracy said, and make us humble, that you help us to recognize any sin that might be going on in our lives, Father God, and that you would forgive us as we confess that sin, as we repent, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I know, Father God, with true repentance, Father God, becomes a new life, Father God, and I bless you for that, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Hallelujah. Treat others as we treat others with love. Then, Father, give us forgiveness. Give us a spirit of forgiveness on this line this morning, Father God. Forgiveness needs to go forth, hallelujah, in the church, in our families, in our workplace, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I heard Sister Pat say, I believe it was Monday, hallelujah, that she thought the man was messing with her. Her boss was messing with her, and he kept giving her a job that she didn't have. She wasn't supposed to be doing it. She kept doing it, and she kept doing it, Father God. And we know, Lord, that you just set us up for promotion. You come around through the back door, and you open up the doors, Father God, and we don't understand it. But you know that you have a plan for us, Father God. So for that, Lord, we say thank you. We thank you, Father God, hallelujah, that you're gonna help us. Begin with us, Father God. Help us, Father God, as we pray for our leaders, Father God, that are in the White House and in the Senate and in the Congress, Father God. Help us, Father God, because we need to draw together and pray. The government is shut down. Hallelujah, Father God. We've got brothers and sisters out there that are living paycheck to paycheck, Father God. They can't afford to lose a paycheck. So help us, Father God. Don't let us say, oh God, they should have saved it. They should have known this was coming. Help us. If we can help somebody, dear God, show us how we can help somebody. And, oh, Lord, as we pray on this prayer line, Father God, we're praying for those that are grieved, Father God, that have lost. Our own Sister Maddie has lost her mother. We're still praying for Sister Kim in the loss of Sister Marion, Father God, in the name of Jesus. It doesn't matter where we worship and who we sit up under, because we serve a God, dear Lord, and they are still our family, Father God. So we pray for them. We pray for anyone that is sick. We declare healing and wholeness on this prayer line on this morning, Father God. Any sickness that might be in our family members or in us, Father God, we trust you, because the song says, the word says, that all that I have needed, you have provided. We thank you for every prayer lead that goes forth, Father God. I thank you. I thank you that people that from my old job calling me up and telling me about what's going on the days that I miss on the prayer line. So this prayer line is a ministry. It ministers to our soul. It ministers to our heart, dear God. I thank you for Bishop Clark, Father God, hallelujah, and his teachings and his studying, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and his laying on of hands, Father God. I thank you for Pastor Lenore, dear God, and the words of life that she speaks to us on a daily basis, Monday through Friday, dear God. We know that it's not for show, it's not for favoritism, that she prays and she believes. I thank you, God, for her life, Father God, and I ask, I plead the blood of Jesus over their family, dear God. I ask you, Lord, to cover them with the blood, Father God. Cover this prayer line with the blood of Jesus. We will have no humility. We will have humility. We will have repentance, dear God. We will break down the walls of prejudice and hate because you are a God of love. You love us. You are an all-powerful God. You are all-knowing God. You see everything that we do. You hear every thought that we think, Father God, in the name of Jesus, dear God. We glorify you and we lift you up on today, Father God. We promise, Lord, we promise that when you look down on us, that you can trust us, Father God. You can trust us. You can trust us with your people, Father God. You can trust us with finances, Father God. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord. I thank you that you have raised us up to be adults in the kingdom, that we are adults in the kingdom. We're no longer feeding on milk, hallelujah, but we're chewing the meat of the kingdom, Father God, and we believe every word that you have in your Bible, Father God. It is with great honor and privilege that I come before the people of God. I thank you, Father God, that you continue to use everyone on this prayer line in the name of Jesus to bring glory and honor and praise to your name. In Jesus' name I pray, amen, amen, amen. Amen. I give it back to the host, the Pastor Lenore, whom we love with our whole heart. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. Pastor.
In the corners of my mind, I just can't seem to find a reason to believe that I can break free. But you see, I've been down for so long, like the hope is gone. But as I lift my hands, I understand that I should praise you through my circumstances.
Amen. We're going to praise the Lord through our circumstances. Sister Angela said, all that I need, God has provided. And we give God praise for him being our Jehovah Jireh, our provider. We're giving God praise for just everything that he has done. She talked about breaking prejudices. You know, scripture says, love thy neighbor as thyself. Do you love yourself? Then you should love your neighbor. Glory to God. We give God praise for Sister Tracy talking about humility and repentance. Are you repenting? Then you are exuding humility. All right, Sister Gail, it's your turn.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Amen.
We
praise
can hear
God.
You.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Praise the Lord. Good morning, everybody. I am happy to be your next prayer lead, and I ask the Lord to bless each and every person in this service this morning. Amen, amen. Our scripture for this topic is going to be out of Romans 15:13, and our topic is, Holy Spirit, we need you. Amen, Romans 15:13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit may abound in hope. Let me read that again. I apologize. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound in hope. Amen. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, sometimes we feel a distance between us and we long to close it. We invite you into this very moment, into the quiet corners of our hearts. We ask you to break down the walls of distraction and doubt that we have built up. And we want to know you more, not just as a distant idea, but as a close and personal friend. We ask you to fill each room represented here with your presence. Let us feel the warmth of your love and the comfort of your peace. We ask you to fill our restless minds and our anxious hearts. Help us, Lord. Help us to tune out the noise of the world and to tune into the gentle whispers of your voice. We are listening for your guidance and your wisdom. Lord, we desire a connection that goes beyond Sunday mornings. Pardon me. We want to walk with you that is real and vibrant every single day. We ask you to renew our spirits and awaken our soul to your constant companionship. Let us see your hand in the small details of our lives and feel your presence within every breath that we take. Holy Spirit, our counselor and guide, sometimes we stand at a crossroad and don't know which way to turn. Our own understanding is limited, and we're sometimes afraid of making the wrong choices. We need your divine wisdom to light our path and make our steps sure. We ask you to quiet the confusing voices of the world and even our own fears. We lay our options and our anxieties, we just lay them right before you, Lord. Show us the path that aligns with your perfect will. Give us a sense of peace about the right direction and a holy unease about the wrong direction. Holy Spirit, we don't want to just lean on our own strength, our own intellect, but we want to trust completely in your leading. We ask you to open our eyes to see the doors you are opening and give us the courage to walk through them. Close the doors that are not meant for us, even if they seem appealing. We trust that you see the beginning from the end and that your plan for us is good. Let your will be our will. And precious Holy Spirit, we long for our lives to be a reflection of your goodness. We ask you to cultivate within us the precious fruit that comes from your presence. Please grow in us a deeper love for God and for others, a love that is patient and kind. Fill us with a joy that does not depend on our circumstances and a peace that quiets our anxious hearts. Help us to be patient with those who test us and to show kindness even when it's not returned. Let our lives be marked by goodness and faithfulness in all that we do. Teach us gentleness in our words and actions, and give us the strength of self-control over our impulses and our desires. And Lord, we want to be people who radiate with these qualities, drawing others to the beauty of a life lived in you. We ask you to transform our character from the inside out. And mighty Holy Ghost, you gave the first disciples the courage to speak your word with great power. We confess that we sometimes feel timid and fearful to share the good news of Jesus with others. We ask you to fill us with that same divine boldness. Take away our fear of what others might think or say. And when opportunities arise to speak of the hope that is within us, give us the right words. Let our speech be filled with grace and seasoned with salt. Help us to communicate the truth of the gospel with both clarity and compassion in a way that people can understand and receive. Let your love for the lost burn brightly in our hearts, compelling us to speak. We don't want to be silent believers, but we want to be faithful witnesses to the saving power of Jesus Christ. We ask you, Lord, to use our voices, our lives, and our stories for your glory. And Lord, empower us to be your hands and feet in a world that needs you. Holy Spirit, our Comforter, we pray for those whose hearts are aching with sorrow and the weight of their grief feels too heavy to bear and the darkness seems overwhelming. We come to you now seeking comfort for them that only you can provide. Please, Lord, wrap your loving arms around those who are hurting and cause them to know that you are close. Those who feel broken and lost in their pain, we ask you to be a soothing balm to their wounded hearts and remind them that they are not alone in their valley of tears. Quiet their troubled thoughts and bring a stillness to their soul, a peace that surpasses all earthly understanding. Let them rest in your loving embrace. Holy Spirit, you understand the depth of their pain, even the groans that they cannot put into words. Help them to see a glimmer of hope in the midst of their despair. Carry your children through their difficult seasons and remind them of the promise that one day all tears will be wiped away. Hallelujah. And Holy Spirit, you are the bond of peace and the source of all unity. We are saddened by the divisions and conflicts that so often wound your church. We pray that you would move in a mighty way to heal the brokenness and bring your people together as one. Forgive us for our pride, our stubbornness, and our judgmental attitudes that create walls between us. Help us to love one another as Christ has loved us. Teach us to listen with understanding and to speak with grace. Let us focus on the essential truth that unite us rather than the minor issues that divide us. May our love for one another be a powerful testimony to a watching world. Let them see our unity and know that we are truly disciples of Jesus. Knit our hearts together in a common purpose to glorify God and build your kingdom here on earth. And Holy Spirit, you are the one who convicts the world of sin. We ask you to shine the light of your truth into the deepest parts of our hearts. We ask you to reveal to us any sin that we have been blind to or that we have been unwilling to let go of. We don't want to just manage our sin. We want to be free from it. So, Holy Spirit, break our hearts for the things that break the heart of God. Give us a genuine sorrow for our wrongdoing, not just a fear of being caught. We don't want to make excuses or blame others. We want to take full responsibility for our actions and our attitudes. Lead us to a place of true humility and repentance. Help us, Lord, not only to confess our sins, but to turn from it completely. Give us the strength to walk in a new direction of holiness and righteousness. And thank you, Lord, for the promise of forgiving and cleansing through the blood of Jesus. Create in us a clean heart, O God. Holy Spirit, you are the author of the Holy Scriptures. And as we open your word, we pray that you would open our hearts and our minds to understand the timeless truths that are in it. Take away any dullness or distraction that would keep us from hearing your voice through the pages of your word. We don't want to just read these words as ancient history or a collection of rules. We want to encounter the living God through them. Illuminate the text for us. Show us how these eternal truths apply to our lives today. Help us to see Jesus on every page and to be transformed by what we read. Let your word be a lamp unto our feet and a light to our path. guiding our every step. Give us a hunger and a thirst for your word like never before. May it dwell in us richly, shaping our thoughts, our words, and our actions. Teach us your ways, O Lord. And generous Holy Spirit, you give good gifts to your children. Your word says that you give gifts to each one of us to be used for the common good. We come to you today with an open and willing heart, asking you to reveal the spiritual gifts that you have given to us. We don't want to live our lives unaware of how you have uniquely equipped us to serve your church and the world. Show us where our passions and our abilities line up with the needs around us, whether it is a gift of service, of teaching, of encouragement, a gift of mercy. We desire to use it for your glory. Give us the courage and the opportunity to step out and use the gifts you have entrusted to us. We don't want to bury them or use them for our own selfish gain. Help us to be good stewards of all that you have given us, building up the body of Christ in love. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus. And I will now turn the service back over to our host. Amen.
Everything that could go wrong, all went wrong at one time. So much pressure fell on me. I thought I was gonna lose my mind. But I know you wanna see if I will hold on through these trials. But I need you to lift this load, 'cause I can't take it no more. Found in every kind of way, but God's broken every chain. So let me go right now.
Take the shackles off my feet. I just want to praise you. Hallelujah. I just want to praise you. This load is thick, Lord, but I need to praise you. Hallelujah. We give God praise. Thank each and every person that went forth on today, Sister Tracy, Sister Angela, Sister Gail. Thank you all for going forth and leading us in prayer this morning. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We give God praise for you. Hallelujah. Don't forget to go to our website, ekcministries.org. You go there. It's a lot of information there. Put your testimony on there. Put your guiding people to salvation, your 1 minute or less testimony of how good God has been to you, how he's brought you out, how he's delivered you, how he saved you. 1 minute or less. It could be a video or an audio. Upload it to our website. We'll make sure people get it, and it may bring someone to Christ. Just your testimony. We're giving God praise for that. And then while you're there, there's more information on there. It's a plethora of things on there that you can take part in. It's our Success Academy. It's a bunch of things. So go there and get your daily encouragement. And don't forget to join us daily at 9 o'clock for our daily bread. Bishop Clark will be live on our YouTube channel. We're asking you to do that. And then while you're there, we're asking you to support the ministry. If you sow a good seed, you'll reap a good harvest. And so let's be obedient. Let's go to our website and take part in that. You can sow by way of EKC Ministries, and you can sow by way of our Cash App, which is $ Bishop Eric Clark. You can text to give. You can text to give at 216-446-1209. It's a lot of things that you can do by going to our website, ekcministries.org. All right, it's my turn to pray. Take the shackles off my feet, and I just want to praise you, Lord. I just want to praise you. With all that's going on with the government shutdown, with our official leaders seemingly to be going awry, at odds with each other, just remember, God is our Jehovah Jireh. He is our provider. I'm going to pray that God will continue to sustain us through it all. Through it all, we've learned to trust in him. Through it all, we've learned to trust in Jesus. Let's bow our heads. Father, we come to you today with hearts filled of praise and thanksgiving. We exalt your holy name, God. You are Jehovah Jireh, the Lord our provider. You are the one that supplies all of our needs according to your riches in glory through Christ Jesus. We give you glory because you are faithful. You are our provision. Your provision never runs out, God. Lord, we acknowledge that everything that we have and everything comes from you, God. You are our creator of this earth and of heaven, God. You sustain us. You are our divine king, God. You have abundance, more than we can think, God. We thank you for your goodness, your provision, your protection, your grace, and your daily overflow, God. We thank you, God, for standing up and being Jehovah Jireh in our life. Nothing is too hard for you, God. Your name is a strong tower, God. God, in times of trouble, we can run to you, God. God, we know that as long as we keep our eyes on the prize, God, that you are in control, God. We thank you, God. We don't take control within ourselves, but we thank you, God, that you are in control. We trust you, God. Father, we stand on your word today, declaring that you supply all of our needs, God, according to your riches and glory, God. God, you are the source of our daily bread, our abundant blessings, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God, because you promise in your word that, hallelujah, all that you will not withhold good things from us, God. God, we thank you that we're walking uprightly before you, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God. God, we trust your divine provision, God, knowing that you open the windows of heaven and you pour us out blessings that we don't have room enough to receive, God. God, we thank you for being Jehovah Jireh in our life. God, we are grateful, God, for your provision every day, God. God, we thank you and we praise you for financial provision, God. We thank you and we praise you, God, for emotional provision, God. We thank you and we praise you for physical provision, God, and spiritual provision, God. Even during this government shutdown, God, God, we thank you, God, for standing up, God, and making sure we don't lack, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God, for all those that are on government subsidies, God. God, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, God, that you would just open up the windows of heaven and just let their monies flow, God. Don't let them lack, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name that those that are living paycheck to paycheck, God, hallelujah, that you would just bridge the gap, God. God, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ for miracles to happen, God. God, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ for doors to open, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God, for new job opportunities, God. They're talking about firing people and closing jobs, God. God, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ that when one door opens, another door, when one door shuts, another door opens, God. God, we thank you for new job opportunities, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God, for unexpected blessings, God. God, we praise you for your divine ideas and breakthroughs, God, and a fresh anointing, God. We thank you and we praise you, God. God, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, God, that the anointing breaks the yoke, God. God, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ that those chains that have been holding us back from our creative ideas and our witty inventions, God, that they are broken now in the name of Jesus Christ, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God, for all those fresh ideas, God. They're going to come to pass. They're coming forth in the night as we sleep, God, and we're making our hands, God. We're using our hands to bring them to pass, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God. We acknowledge you as the source, God. God, you are have everything that we need, God. Everything that we need is in you, God, and we trust in you, God. God, no good thing will you withhold from them that walk uprightly before you, God. We thank you and we praise you, God. God, we pray in the name of Jesus for those that are in need today, God. We stretch our hands to you, God. No other help we know, God. God, those that, hallelujah, are in financial distress and distress, God. God, those that are sick, God. God, those that are brokenhearted, God. God, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, God. God, we pray for our list, God, our prayer list. Marika, God. We pray for Joseph, God. We pray for Tamika, God. Shalinda and Erica, God, and the Hall family, God. God, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, God, that you would lift up a standard against the enemy, God. God, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, God, for whatever need they may have, God, whether it's sickness, God, whether it's life issues, God, whatever it may be, God. God, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, God, that you would speak to somebody's heart, God, to change towards you, God, that you would heal somebody's mind, God, somebody's spirit, God, somebody's heart, God. God, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, God, hallelujah, that your anointing, God, again, breaks the yokes, God. God, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, God, for all those broken situations, God. God, we pray relationships, God. We pray that you would heal, God, move, God, deliver, God, set free, God. God, we pray for all those that are unemployed, God, and underemployed, God. God, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, God, for those that are in financial hardships, God. God, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ that your supernatural provision will open doors for them, God. Give them what they need, God. Give them hope, God. Give them faith, God, because you are our Jehovah Jireh. You are our provider. We can come boldly to the throne of grace and ask you for what we need, God. And you open the windows of heaven and pour it out to us, God. God, we ask for wisdom, God, and discernment, God, so we'll discern what's of you and what's not of you, God. God, and we thank you that we're good stewards over what you have given us, God. God, we thank you and we praise you that you have entrusted us, God, with your financial abilities, God, with your wisdom, God. You have entrusted us with your health, God. You have entrusted us, God, and we thank you that we're going to be good stewards, God, over what you've given us, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, God. God, we're faithful over a few things, and now you're going to make us ruler over many, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God. God, we thank you that we are, as we are faithful givers and faithful savers and faithful managers, God, you're blessing us, God. Teach us, God, to be cheerful givers, God, not but grudgingly, God, but you like a cheerful giver, God. Let us give to those that are in need, God. God, let us pray in the name of Jesus Christ for those that are in need, God. Hallelujah. We thank you that you supply all of our need according to your riches and glory, God. God, we trust you, God. God, your unfailing promise, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. We bless your name, God. No lack, God. God, you sit in the heavens, God, and you have abundance, and there's no lack in you, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, Jesus. We thank you, God, hallelujah, for full manifestation, God. Full manifestation of your glory, God. Full manifestation of your will, God, being done in our life. Full manifestation of your finances being flowing through our lives, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. God, we thank you and we pray. walking in faith and not by sight, God. We trust you as our Jehovah Jireh, God, as our provider, God. We don't trust in our jobs. We don't trust in the monies that we've saved. We don't trust in people's promises, God, but we trust in you, God. God, we thank you and we praise your name. We give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise, God, because you can do exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or think according to the power that worketh within us, God. God, we praise you and we glorify your name, God. You're holy, God. You're wonderful, God, and you're mighty, God. God, we declare victory, God. We declare provision, God. We declare overflow in the lives of your people, God. God, we pray for each and every individual that is called in on this line on this morning, God. God, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, God, for strong provision, God, for strong, hallelujah, endurance, God. God, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, God, that you're lifting up a standard against the enemy, God, over each and every life that's on this phone call, God, over each and every home that's on this phone call, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God, for being our Jehovah Jireh. We trust in you, God. Hallelujah. We put our trust in you, God. God, we trust you, God. We trust you with our lives, God. We trust you with our finances, God. We trust you with our family, God. God, we trust you, God. God, you are our Jehovah Jireh. You are our provider. We thank you for being that, God. We thank you for being food on our table, God. We thank you, God, for being a shelter, God. We thank you, God, for being a healer, God. We thank you, God, hallelujah, for being a friend, God. We thank you, God, hallelujah, for being there, God, when nobody else is, God. We thank you for being exactly what we need, God. We praise your name and we give you glory, God. In the matchless name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. We usher in your presence in every household now, God. In the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
We usher in your presence, God. We say you look for your glory on today. In the matchless name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. All right, people of God, don't forget at 9 o'clock, Bishop Clark will be live. But before that, I'm going to ask each and every individual for a love gift. If you don't mind, yesterday Bishop asked us for $68. As a love gift. And so I am going to ask you for that, but I need you to put in that it's from the prayer line, if you don't mind. When you give today and it's $68, if it's from this prayer line, make sure you put it in that it's from the prayer line. All right. God bless you. Go to our website, EKC Ministries. You can give there. You can give at $ Bishop Eric Clark. But make sure you remember this, that God is your Jehovah Jireh. He is your provider. God bless you. God bless you. People of God, I'll see you online at 9 o'clock. Go to our YouTube channel. Blessings.